Alyssa Milano, Jeb Bush should seriously consider challenging Trump. By Hannah Blow on July 8, 2019. Left-wing actress-turned-activist Alyssa Milano thinks former Florida governor and failed Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush should seriously consider launching a presidential bid against President Trump. "If I were at Jeb Bush, I'd seriously be considering a run," Milano said to her 3.6 million Twitter followers. The tweet could signal hesitancy among Democrats. While over 20 candidates are vying to challenge Trump in 2020, some Democrats, such as Milano, are actively hoping for a Republican to successfully primary the president as well. Noted Never Trumper and former Ohio Governor John Kasich, R., teased the possibility of challenging President Trump last year into early 2019. "Be careful what you wish for," Kasich spokesman John Weaver said in response to Trump's comments during an interview with Fox News' Harris Faulkner last year, welcoming the potential challenge. "All of my options remain on the table," Kasich said during a CNN interview in April. "I don't wake up every day looking at polls or thinking about me and my political future. I just want to be a good voice." However, Kasich ultimately conceded in May, admitting that no viable path to victory existed. "There is no path right now for me. I don't see a way to get there," the Never Trumper told CNN. 90% of the Republican Party supports him. He continued, adding that he could not get involved in a political race, knowing he would lose. "It may be a shrinking Republican Party, but nevertheless. Maybe somebody wants to run and make a statement, and that's fine. But I've never gotten involved in a political race where I didn't think I could win." Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, R., launched an official White House bid in April, stating that he would be ashamed if he did not raise my hand and run. "I really think if we have six more years of the same stuff we've had out of the White House the last 2 years, that would be a political tragedy, and I would fear for the Republic," he told CNN's The Lead in April. Weld's second quarter fundraising numbers are, by most standards, abysmal. He raised $688,000 from just 7,000 donors. Reason put this in greater perspective, noting that Democrat Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who is currently running for president and failed to make the first round of debates, raised $2 million this quarter. Bush, who earned the nickname Low Energy Jeb during the Republican primary race, has not signaled any intentions of challenging Trump, although he told CNN contributor David Axelrod that someone else should.